So just up the road from here is Paskek Reformed Church, the church with the graveyard right behind it. Now, if you've never been there, you might not realize that the sanctuary sits along Paskek Road, but the rest of the complex slopes down. The parking at the church is actually at the bottom of a hill. So to get from the parking lot to the sanctuary, you need to either climb up the hill or walk through a large multi-story building that's full of church offices, classrooms, and a large gym-like fellowship hall. And it's down there, at parking lot level, that you'll find a small white door with the sign Triborough Food Pantry on it. For decades, this tiny food pantry, formerly known as the Paskek Food Center, has served families from Montvale, Woodcliff Lake, Park Ridge, and from all over northern New Jersey. The pantry's specialty is offering fresh milk and eggs every 2 weeks and making sure families on Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas have all they need to make a giant meal with all the fixins. The pantry itself is rather small, about the size of a large family and dining room, and its shelves are stocked by churches, scouts, local businesses, anyone who is willing to donate money and all kinds of goods, like canned vegetables, cereals, dish soap, and even diapers. A little over a year ago, the food pantry needed some new leadership. So Reverend Larissa Romero from the Paskek Reformed Church called a couple of people over to see what we could do to help the pantry grow. In a fit of luck, I guess, I found myself doing something I've never really done before. I was soon figuring out where the pantry kept its money, where to deposit new financial donations, and what is needed to renew our tax-exempt status. I am the pantry's current treasurer, the one making sure the books are up to date and accurate so that the rest of the board and the pantry's 20 volunteers can focus on serving the hundreds of people from the Triborough area who stop by every year. My role is to keep the pantry watered so that its ministry, its service to the community, its service to people who literally live in our neighborhoods can not only continue, but grow. But growth when it comes to a food pantry is a bit of an odd duck. When I think about growth, I think about having more. More money, more free time, more hair. And it's hard for the word growth to not end up sounding as some kind of code word for hope. When companies grow, they hire more workers, sell more products and services, and their investors hope that this growth means more profit for the company and for themselves. Churches want to grow, to see more people in the pews, more kids in Sunday school, and more money in the offering plate, because that kind of growth is a hope-filled sign that maybe, just maybe, we're doing this Jesus thing right. And when it comes to our personal lives, if we're not growing in wealth, experiences, faith, love, and, well, everything, if we're not going to bed tonight with more than what we had this morning, it can feel like we're doing our career, our relationships, and our whole life wrongly. But a food pantry wants a different kind of more. A food pantry wants more people to know about it, so that anyone who is struggling for whatever reason knows they can get the groceries they need. A food pantry wants more people, regardless of social stigma, to say yes to help. A food pantry wants more and more people to take seriously the issue of hunger and poverty and how it exists even here in a neighborhood with homes across the street selling for over $1 million. A food pantry wants to see this kind of growth, this kind of more, so that the food pantry can cease to be. A food pantry is one of the few organizations that intentionally does everything it can to close. A food pantry doesn't want to exist, but it does because a job loss means a single mom can't feed her kids tonight. An unexpected medical bill stops an elderly man from buying the sanitary items he needs. And a young man can't use his SNAP benefits to buy soap and shampoo so he can look professional for his next job interview. Food pantries do more than just feed others. They exist to water their clients, helping them to survive and thrive. Food pantries exist to help the neighborhood know how we together can serve each other. And food pantries are part of the physical manifestation of the continuing and ongoing creative act of a God who reminds us that our sense of growth isn't God's. The more we seek isn't the more God does. When Paul wrote these verses in our second reading to the Corinthian community almost 2,000 years ago, he was reminding them that the more they seek isn't the more God shares. This small community, split into cliques that identify themselves with charismatic faith leaders like Paul or Apollos or Peter, was struggling. Each clique thought they had the faith right. They felt that they knew Jesus and what being with God looked like. They wanted more. More people in their community to think, act, and believe just like they did. Each clique thought the others needed to give up being themselves so that they could become something more. But God's more sometimes looks less. Less divisive, less self-important, less power-hungry, less denying that the other person actually exists. A community or clique that desires its own growth first is a community that misses what God has done and what God keeps doing. God does more than meet us one-on-one. God plants us in a community. God takes you, God takes me, God takes us. In this church, in this neighborhood, in the Triborough area, and in this world. And God connects us to each other. As Paul says at the end of his verses today, we are God's field. We are God's building. We, as the body of Christ in this corner of the world, are promised, no matter what, that we are loved. But we are not a field or a building walled off from our neighbors. We are connected, and it's through these connections that ministry happens. When we focus on the growth of others, our vision of God expands. Our identity as God's servants grows. And serving God means sometimes serving those who might not look like us, sound like us, or make the same money as we do. We serve, not because our service earns us points with God, but because Jesus loves us too much to to let our idea of more stop us from seeing God's more. With more of God's justice, more of God's mercy, more of God's forgiveness, and more of God's love, we can all discover, here in this community and around the world, this more that God has in store for us. Amen.